So this morning, Zaha was giving the suggestion or instruction for practice of noticing when there's dukkha, and in particular noticing when there's contraction, and even more particular than that, opening around that contraction, allowing that contraction to ease and open. What's interesting is that whenever there's something in attention, there is some degree of holding that in attention. And we can always just open a little bit more. And that's really all that practice is. It's just opening a little bit more. And then seeing what happens. Seeing how that affects experience. I believe yesterday afternoon, before guiding our metta meditations, Zaha also invited us to bring metta towards some aspect of ourselves. Perhaps some aspect of ourselves we don't find it easy to be with. Or some aspect of ourselves that we hold to in some contraction kind of way. And so this practice today is also a metta meditation, but in a way, again, a bit different than before. We're going to see if we can purposefully bring metta not to other beings, but to phenomena itself, to body sensations, to thoughts, all parts of experience. In a way, what we could say is we are playing with the view that everything arises to be met, to be allowed, to be given kindness and care. Whether that's true or not, that can be sometimes a helpful way of looking, a helpful lens. This arose to be given kindness and care. And seeing if we're able to do that, to meet it with kindness and care. So we can also notice that this is actually just an extension of all the kinds of practice we've been already doing. Anything that arises can, to some degree, be met with metta. Moment to moment. Metta is a way of looking, a way of relating to all things. Let's begin with whatever experience is prominent, that's at the forefront, that's immediate. Nothing is obvious, just choosing something in the body. Finding what of your phrases can work here. Maybe there needs to be a little adjustment. Something like, may you be welcome. You are welcome. May you be cared for. or even you are cared for. May you be peaceful. May you be at ease. May you rest. This way of looking will probably ease any contraction. And without that contraction, perhaps the phenomena you're wishing well to will change, having been dependent on some degree of contraction. Just noticing what happens. Nothing at all has to happen. But even with the dukkha way of looking, maybe we were trying to get rid of contraction. But here, even contraction is welcomed, cared for, allowed to be, allowed to go, no demand. Something fades and you can't hold it in attention anymore, you can move to another area in the body. I'm trying to have the full Vedana range, something pleasant, something unpleasant, something neutral, as we explore the body. Maybe phrases work, maybe you want to drop the phrases and just radiate that welcoming, that kindness, giving space. Allowing, caring. Seeing if you brought attention to where you're contacting body with the world, with the cushion, the chair, the floor. We included the places where body is touching body. Including also where body touches the air, the space around the body, behind, above, in front, to the side. Perhaps that feeling of the temperature of body meeting the temperature of the room. From all this space around us, we can breathe air into the body, bringing the outside right into the inside. Can that be done with metta? If we drift off into thoughts, the thoughts can also be met with a metta. And we can also reconnect with the breath with metta. Breath is coming in through the nostrils. What's the aroma? What's the smell right now? Can there be metta for this? If at any time an urge to itch, scratch, move, wriggle arises, can we meet that with metta? Staying still, lots of metta. Maybe there's a taste in the mouth. Can that be welcomed? As if it's just arisen to be given kindness and care. Right now there are vibrations in the space, meeting the eardrum and being turned to sound. What about those vibrations? Can they be welcomed? We don't even need to figure out what they are, define them into objects. Maybe we can even just meet them as vibrations. letting these vibrations just arise and pass, arise, abide, pass, as if we have our hand open, like an open hand in the wind or in a stream. Stream of sounds. Welcomed with kindness and care, as much as we can. Seeing if you can allow hearing to spread outwards, to hear things not from inside the room. The leaves, the birds, the wind, footsteps, and even things we don't know what they are. What happens when we open out, widen out, and still welcome? That attentive awareness might shrink back down, inviting it back to spread, to widen, to listen for further things, and stay welcoming. Kind of two stretches. Stretch of the attention and awareness, and stretch of the heart. Listening for sounds behind you, above you, below you. listening for vibrations. If we keep that space quite wide open, like a wide open sky, thoughts may arise and pass. Welcomed to be here, to arise and to pass. Not attached onto, not fought against. Emotions, general state or condition of the mind, arising, abiding, passing. Keeping that awareness large, maybe even still stretched above, behind, to the sides, in front, below. Paying attention to the sight. Is the sight of the light on the back of the eyelids, or coming through the crack? Or you may even gently open the eyes and just allow visual phenomena come in, to be welcomed, kind and caring. Again, slowly, if you wish, closing the eyes. Coming back within and keeping that awareness large. Keeping the breathing gentle. Keeping the atmosphere of kindness and care. Whatever arises, whatever is prominent, whatever is noticed, noticing if we need more grounding or if we're quite steady in this practice. Also noticing the feeling of metta, the feeling of this attitude, this atmosphere we're tuning into or co-creating. Wherever it feels to be, it doesn't have to be precise. Can this feeling be met with metta? Sending metta to metta. Welcoming. Kindness and care. Opening the space for. body, heart and mind. If there comes a feeling of any resistance to the practice, can this be met with metta to some degree? Allowed for, cared for? Whatever sense of self there is right now, sense of the one sending the metta. This also receives some metta. Whether there's anything obvious in perception or not, can we just radiate welcome and kindness to this? If there's a feeling of others in this room with us, that perception of them, that feeling of them, that image of their presence, may you be welcome, cared for, peaceful, relaxed and at ease. Any sounds of beings from outside of the room? May they also be welcomed. Letting that awareness spread and expand around us. And as it goes, having the flavor of metta, of welcoming, of caring, of wishing well for all the living beings around. Those seen and unseen, known and unknown. That awareness stretch into the imagination across this whole planet, this whole living planet, this jewel of life in vast open space. this whole living planet of all living beings and all phenomena, all sensations, all thoughts, all sounds and sights, smells, tastes and touch. All perception, all experience, be welcomed. That all beings may be free, may feel free, may support freedom for all beings everywhere.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.